Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. It is your boy, Mr. Parker, and I am back with another podcast. And I have to let everybody know that was dying and begging me for the Trump debate. I will not be doing the Trump debates. Due to me, I don't want to get, you know, this isn't CNN, you guys. No, I started this podcast as relationship advice, spiritual advice. I don't want to turn myself from being about God and about relationships to getting into politics, because then I become a politician. So I'm stepping away from that. A lot of people I know, y'all are going to be glad with this. Some are going to probably unfollow me, but it's okay. I understand completely. But I'm not a politician, you guys. I'm a man of God. I don't get into all that stuff. I will have opinions on Trump on here, but no debating, none of that type of stuff. Just opinions. So the Trump episodes are canceled, letting everybody know off rip. But we are going to get back into some relationship and spiritual advice. This episode here is called Missing the Old Life. And I made this because a few people requested, not a lot, a few people requested this, and I thought about it, and it made me think, you know what, I need to talk about this. Missing the old life. So before you become saved, when you're in the world and you're running about and you're, you know, there's no limits, there's no regulations, pretty much it's just you and your free will. So a lot of times, a lot of people, so in my case, I wasn't an alcoholic. I wasn't really a pothead. Like, I smoked a lot. There was a time where I was a pothead. I went through a phase of it. But I know so much people that are way off, like, that are way, way worse. So, like, I can't consider myself, like, I guess you gotta call it what it is. So, in reality, I was a pothead, but I know potheads that smoke every day. I pretty much was only smoking weed, like, maybe, like, twice, three times a week. Like, that was my thing. I was never into, like, smoking a blunt 20 times a day. I wasn't into all that type of stuff. So, you know, for people that used to partying, for people that used to drinking, smoking, clubbing, whatever it might be, they always have the question of, you know, once you become Christian, it feels like life slows down. Things get boring. Like, almost like you gave up what you were or what you was. And my response to that, with missing that old life, is me, I'm about to turn 30 years old. By the time of this recording, I will be 30 years old when you guys hear this. So I'm 30 years old. The past 5 years, I have enjoyed my life more than I ever have before. 96 was my favorite year of all time because I was a kid. A lot of gaming things came out, things that, you know, I loved and I had interest in. I was a kid, you know what I mean? Like, your kid times are different, but the past 5 years for me since I hit adulthood have been the best in my life. And I've had a lot of great years. I've had years with my nieces and nephews and some of my good friends of us going outside and playing football and, you know, us doing our thing. But I didn't have God like I do now. So now I've been happier. I don't do as much as I did in Randolph, you know, other than why, because I'm getting older, but also because there's a mature level now where I can do those activities still, but now I have the right people around me. I have God with me. I have my kids, you know, all those things weigh in. So a lot of times people feel like once you become an adult, once you get them kids, once you get hit with the bills, life ends. But for me, it didn't. And for the people around me, it didn't. I can't speak for everyone around me because everyone around me might not feel the same way. Everyone around me might feel, man, I miss back when this happened. I miss going to party. I miss going to drink. From what I know, I don't believe that. But some people miss that lifestyle. If you were solo at one point where you're doing your own thing and then you get tied into a whole bunch of other people, you know, you might miss your solo activities. You know, if you're single and you weren't married at one point, you know, and you get married, you might miss some of your singular activity. So for me personally, I love, as my years are going, I'm loving my life more and more because I'm growing with the people that I know I want to be around for my entire life. Not people that are going to backstab, not people that are going to play me, not people that have to club, have to drink, have to do any of that type of stuff to have a good time. It's all people that are like-minded. That's why we're supposed to hang around with people that are like-minded under God, not people that drink. You ain't supposed to hang with other people that drink. Like, not like that. I'm talking about God-wise. So for me, the answer to that question is, there's things you can do. So I want to give you guys, not only do I want to answer that question, I want to give you guys advice on what you can do if you're a Christian and you feel like your life, and you don't even have to just be Christian, but I'm speaking to the Christians, because anyone that's just regular single and they don't have God with them and all that type of stuff, like, it's going to be harder for them to receive something like this. From my point of view, if you're a Christian and you're going through that phase of your life where, man, I miss my old life, I want you to learn how to start opening up and thinking of what made you happy in your old life. If those things were drinking, smoking, and all that type of stuff, you can't bring that back. But if it was partying and stuff, you can. Because you don't have to party by clubbing, going to the club. We have moments at our church where we would put on music and just jam out. On New Year's Eve, New Year's, watch us on New Year's and see what we do. We get sparkling cider. We all come together. We're laughing. We're singing. We're dancing. We're freestyling, whatever. And we're having a blast. So for me, that's what I have. But not everybody has the type of family I have. I'm aware of that, because I know a lot of people always tell me, you know, when I'm telling them on Facebook or whatever platform I use, you know, go enjoy life. Go enjoy. And they're like, but we don't have what you have. We don't have this. You might not. But what you can create are moments. Find the right people. If you're on Facebook, instead of writing, I'm depressed, I'm sad, there's nobody for me, write, hey, who wants to go to the movies? What fellow Christian wants to go to the movie theaters? What fellow Christian wants to go to the movie theaters? No partying, none of that stuff involved. Who wants to go to a trampoline park? Hey, who's down with doing archery? Hey, who's down with going out to eat? Like, just simple things like that. And if you get a response where someone's like, yeah, let's turn up, or yeah, then you know you're supposed to hang with that person. Now, if someone hits you up and they're like, I'm cool with that, you just be like, hey, I'm trying to fellowship with other Christians. Because some people will feel offended. Well, I'm not Christian, but I'll hang with you. You got to let people understand what your journey is at this point in life. You know what I mean? So for me, my thing I want you guys to do is, I want you to get a paper. On this paper, it's the same thing as I gave with the relationship advice, but you're doing this now for the spiritual journey that you're on. Get a paper and write down the things that made you happy at one point. Man, I love going to the movies. Man, I miss going out to eat with somebody. Man, I miss this and that and this and that and that. Write all that down. Put a square box next to it that's empty. You put an X or a check. X off everything you haven't done. So if you're like, dang, I would love to go to Trampoline Park, but I haven't done that yet, X it off. Then if you're like, I want to go out with some friends to eat, some spiritual friends to eat, and you did that, check it in. If you didn't, X it off. Everything you have that's an X, just think about, I want to reverse that to a check. And everything you have checked, think about, I want to add more checks to that. I want to keep adding checks every time I do that. Whatever it takes to bring me happiness. So now we all have kids. We're all older. We're grown. Everybody that I went to school with, we're hit 30s, 31, 32, whatever, blah, blah. You got to start thinking, I got kids. But I can create fun with my kids. You see, with me, I'm not a big... So when I was younger, I loved outdoors. Like, I didn't have allergies and stuff that I know of. And I took my niece and nephews outdoors all the time. That was all I did. That was my thing. Play football. Get them athletically involved in stuff. You know, before all the technology. But see, I don't blame the technology on why the era is like it is now with people using phones and stuff. Because they are good fillers. It's just balancing. So for me, I don't take my kids out as much as I want. And then when I do take them out, it's the time where we love winter. There's stuff to do. We create activities. We go snowboarding. We go sledding. We want to go skiing. We'll go snow tubing. We'll go build a snowman outside. We'll have a snowball fight. Then when summer comes, I don't like heat. And with the summers now being so hot, I get migraines, all that stuff. But I got to ask God to continue with me and my wife to strengthen us to be able to say, hey, kids, let's go out. So what we try to do is go to a lake. Let's go to an ocean. Let's go to a beach. Because when you're an adult, you got to remember, if you want to keep things fun, you got to, even if your parents didn't do it with you, you got to think, okay, if I bring my kids to Chuck E. Cheese, they're the only ones having a good time, right? But why do they have to be the only ones having a good time? You can have a good time also. Act like it's an event. If you never had that with your parent, act like this is your chance to live those moments you couldn't. I have a friend, he never got to play a Super Nintendo growing up. Poor him. But what happened was, now at this age, he bought the new mini one, and he was able to relive all those classics. But his mom and them didn't get him that when he was younger. So now he has to relive that. But I told him, I said, look, unwrap it, plug it in, and relive the memories you couldn't. You don't want to sit there on the shelf and collect it just for collectors. You don't want to just be a collector. Enjoy it. It doesn't matter if it's old, if it's it. So with your kids, always think, any activity you plan, you don't have to just think, this is just for the kids. Think, this is for me and my kids. Whether you're a single father, single mother, married, together, whatever. Think, this is an activity for me and my children. We gonna have a good time. When we go to Chuck E. Cheese, I'm playing them games with them. I ain't too grown. We go to round one, we go to any arcade, I'm playing them games with them. We go to trampoline park, I'm jumping on that trampoline. That's what you gotta do. Don't limit yourselves. So for anyone that doesn't have kids, you have no excuse in the world to not be having a good time. You're working all day. Then that means you're putting the job before your life. That means you're working just to pay bills. You got some hours free in the day. 2 hours is all it takes is to go out. Treat yourself to eat. If you got somebody, go out to eat with them. Go do things. Fellowship with other Christians. What are y'all doing? Hey, make a Facebook Messenger group. Add family members. Y'all down for this? Nah, I'm good. Down the board? All right. Well, I'll find one person, 2 people. There will always be at least one. Even if you ain't got a lot of family or a lot of friends, there's other Christians out there that are down to have a good time. I see it all the time. Look for groups. Look for groups, because Christianity is not boring. It's what you make it to be. Me and my group, we all got movie passes. We go to the movie all the time. That's our entertainment. Whether the movie's bad or not, you go to have a good time. And you only pay one monthly price, so you can go as much as you want. I want everything that is out now to be monthly subscriptions. Like, they need to make everything monthly subscriptions. I hope they start making arcades like Round 1 a monthly subscription. Because then you have to pay one price, so you can just go as much as you want. It gets expensive, I get it. You don't have to pay money. Cook a dinner, have people come over, play game night. I see my sister just hosts a game night from my father's side. I respect her for that. Because those things are gone. Can't complain about something that you're not trying to fix. That's the thing. I never miss that old life. I don't miss smoking. I don't miss bagging different women. I don't miss the chase. I don't miss the game. I don't miss the sipping. I don't miss none of that. Some people sit there and they're like, Dad, man, I remember when I used to be able to get up and be butt naked and just do what I wanted to. And what are you talking about? What are you talking about? What are you talking about? You ain't got to do none of that stuff no more. I had to repeat that 3 times because it's like, what are you talking about? There's other ways to make enjoyment out of your life. You just got to get the negative things out of there and the people that only know how to have fun with drugs. Find other Christians to fellowship. Even struggling Christians, I always say, you should want to be with Christians that are like-minded. Not the struggling Christians, because struggling Christians is hard. Because we always think we can save them. If someone has an addiction with smoking or drinking, don't take them to a place that serves beer. Oh, I'm going to save them. I'm going to talk to them. You're not Jesus. You can't save them. Only Jesus can. So for me, personally, surround yourself. Get in groups. If you got to have friends, hit somebody up. Hey, who wants to be with this? Who's down for this? Who wants to do this? But if someone says no, take your kids. If you ain't got kids, take yourself. Figure out things. Get out there. Stay in church. You can never be bored with God. When I was young, I used to always say I couldn't stand being in church. Now I can't stand not being in church, and I don't ever get bored with God. I love everything about Him. Just because you're Christian don't mean your life over. Your life's over. It means your life just began. So anyways, you guys have a great day. I thank you guys for listening to this. This is now the month of December, and I got a whole bunch of episodes coming out. We're going to keep the boat rowing. We're going to keep the train chugging. We're going to keep the car driving. We're going to keep the ski sliding. We're going to keep the thunder lightning. I mean, we're going to keep it out. But we're going to do what we got to do. And anyone that got questions, inbox me, message me. I'd be glad to elaborate on some of y'all questions. I don't do Q&As no more, but I can bring them up and use them as examples on some things. That's how God does. Thank you guys for listening. Please subscribe. Your brother is trying to rack up that money. And like I said, it ain't even like it's just me racking up money because I'm struggling. It's me racking up money because I am struggling. So anybody that wants to subscribe and help out, I will appreciate it. And I will keep bringing y'all content. Thank you guys for listening. Dreom is out. Peace.